Hello and welcome to The Retail Week, our look at one of the biggest stories affecting the industry in the last 7 days. Everyone is talking about one thing at the moment, and that is the general election. The first December election since 1923 is about to get underway, and that timing means, of course, it comes right at a very busy time of retail's peak trading period. So will it herald a winter of discontent for retailers when many are already enduring tough trading conditions? Or might it end all the uncertainty and division of recent years and give consumer confidence and spending a boost? To discuss all that, I'm delighted to be joined by our special guest, John Stevenson, retail analyst at broker Peel Hunt and a seasoned observer of the industry. John, let's start off with the election just announced yesterday. What effect, if any, do you think that December election, looks like it'll be on December the 12th, is likely to have on Christmas trading?
Well, I mean, if we look at what effect an election normally has, you often see about a sort of 4-5% hit to footfall.
Right.
So if it was normally we get, I guess, tends to be a May election the last couple of times. And you can see that dip, particularly in big ticket, whether we've looked at cars, sofas, there's definitely a lag. And whether it's people literally getting the popcorn out and watching, or uncertainty around what's going to happen, you definitely see that dip. What we'll see this time be quite interesting, because we've got Black Friday. Not only is it Black Friday, but it's a Black Friday payday as well, which should be a really good time, particularly for the clothing guys. Now, big ticket, we've seen that sort of recession we feel all through this year anyway. Yeah. So maybe there's still that latent drag when it comes to somebody getting a sofa before Christmas. But I think actually getting it out of the way with 2 weeks to go into Christmas.
The election.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, particularly if obviously, we need a sort of definitive answer.
Yeah.
But if there is a clear majority and consumers feel that uncertainty's gone, then I think you've got 2 weeks. We always say Christmas comes late anyway.
Yeah.
So actually, I think there's a good chance the sector can have a better time.
Yeah. Well, I think we know from the past that Christmas never gets cancelled, even when it's bad. But you raise an interesting point there about the need for certainty.
Mm.
Obviously, we don't know how this election is going to play out. But what if there's a hung parliament or something like that?
I mean, that wouldn't be great for the retailers, it wouldn't be great for the consumer either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what we've seen at the moment is, and there's definitely a sort of Brexit fatigue across the country. And if you look at, talk about consumer confidence in the intro, but the consumer confidence data is actually all right.
Mm-hmm.
The headline numbers, it's minus 20-something. But when you look at the component that relates to personal finance expectations for the year ahead, it's been relatively solid. It's a positive number. It's been sort of oscillating between kind of 3 and 7 over the last 12 months. So people are okay in themselves. Their employment figures are good. We've had a return to growth in real disposable income. So in theory, we should be okay at the moment. But of course, you've got this uncertainty that's preying on people.
Yeah.
And that's why, particularly in big ticket, you've got this sort of this drag. Now, look at the figures that are coming through in October. The weather's turned. And actually, clothing guys against some fairly weak comps, we've seen some cracking numbers.
Mm.
So, it doesn't have to be a desperate Christmas, and as you point out, people generally come out for Christmas anyway.
Yeah.
So I think if there is uncertainty, definitely a boost. If it's more the same, do we get any worse from here?
Mm.
It's certainly not great news for the retailers, because I think this want that the obviously there's a lot of stock at the moment. They want some certainty to the timetable.
And you talked a moment ago about whether everyone gets the popcorn out and watches developments captivated. And is there any evidence from the past, not just elections, but any other similar events that show the extent to which that can actually interfere with trading? You talk about it can hit footfall, but to what extent can it become? Could it become a bigger diversion of interest? And are people likely to be more cautious until they know the result?
I think that there's absolutely a risk. I think particularly on the bigger ticket stuff. If somebody sees a Black Friday deal at Boohoo, then they're unlikely to defer the purchase. But I think maybe somebody thinking about home improvements or some bigger projects that they might have done before Christmas, that could have been deferred. But of course, for the big ticket guys, a lot of them, peak trading obviously is the Boxing Day sale.
Mm-hmm.
All the high-low retailers will come in Boxing Day to February, and that will be 25% plus of annual sales.
Yeah.
So to have that uncertainty cleared for them is absolutely key.
Yeah. And you mentioned Black Friday a couple of times. Let's talk a little bit about that and the wider picture on Christmas. Black Friday's traditionally pulled sales forward a bit. You know, November's become an increasingly important month. Last year, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a damp squib. I'm not sure how excited people are about Black Friday this year. But can you just contextualise how you see it playing out, how important it will be, and what sort of pattern it's likely to result in over the longer Christmas period?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're absolutely right. It definitely brings forward activity. And I think for the online guys, it's critical. So this is basically peak recruitment time. Yeah. So you get deals out there to actually recruit new customers. Last year, a lot of stock knocking around. It was a very warm autumn. Mm. So the high street was already in sort of almost bloodbath sales. And we saw a lot of the online retailers like Misguided, like Boohoo, go very early.
Yeah.
That they came out two, three weeks before Black Friday. You know, some of that's to kind of lessen the peak around fulfillment for the weekend. But actually, it's about, you know, making sure you get those sales in. I think it'd be exactly the same. Of course, this year you've got ASOS, who, you know, have got a lot to prove. So, you know, debate as to, you know, how hard they go into Black Friday. But I suspect, you know, given they've got a lot to prove, and like everyone else, they've got a lot of stock. You know, I think they'll go quite hard.
Yeah.
So for clothing and for pure play, that remains absolutely key. You know, a lot of these retailers will have sourced specific deals for Black Friday. It's not a case of, you know, taking your prime Christmas stock and selling it off at a discount.
Yeah, and we're 1 month into peak now. We've had the update from Next today. Are there any messages from the Next update, you think, to be drawn about fashion retail more widely or retail in general?
Again, it shows that the impact weather can have. I think, you know, we saw, you know, September was warm and we still had a bit of a hangover from summer, some fairly, you know, poor figures across the piece.
Yeah.
You know, job news data, I think last week before last, they're up, you know, 35% on clothing. You know, the Next data for clothing, very clear the weather has brought people back out, you know, as people shop by need. So I think, you know, we've got super dry next week. That'll be quite interesting. I mean, you know, not expecting a good number, but I suspect the exit rate, and particularly that they're so geared into outerwear, will actually be quite good.
Yeah.
So for clothing, yeah, I think that the retailers will be very pleased to have that weather coming through.
Yeah.
For home-related retail, you know, Dunelm had seen, you know, footfall activity drop off in September. Again, you know, cold weather gets people nesting.
Yeah.
So you would expect actually, you know, the weather actually, you know, starts to bring sales through.
Yeah.
But it, as you say, it's that Black Friday and payday piece that will kick things up another level.
Yeah, and you know, the whole online, offline relationship obviously has been a big retail theme for a while. What do you think are likely to be the other themes over Christmas? Will it be things like value for money, or will it be online again, the growth of that? What sort of general trends do you think will be influencing success or otherwise?
I think, you know, the biggest factor for us has always been relevance. And it's something that's been talked about a lot, particularly the last 12 or 18 months. But that's the dividing line down the sector. Obviously, I tend to focus on the quoted retailers, but even when you look in private, you know, if you've got the right offer, and if, you know, if you're really targeting your consumer and you're with the consumer, then actually we've seen retailers flourish this year.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of people like Jules, you know, Hotel Chocolat, JD Sports, Dunelm, B&M.
Yeah.
And when you look at them all, you know, they're very diverse. You know, B&M hasn't got a transactional website. You know, most have some components of international, online, and effectively an exclusive offer. And whether that's branded by Jules or whether it's sourced by B&M, but obviously, you know, B&M been very well on the back of the demise of Toys R Us. They've been out the second year. Now, just look at that toy offer this year.
Yeah.
There's so much more stuff from Lego.
Yeah.
You know, and in general, going much harder into that space. So I think, you know, the retailers that are going to nail it, basically, it's that sort of structural growth group that really get the customer, that are genuinely engaged.
Yeah.
And they spread the gamut. I still think, you know, it's going to be quite challenging for retailers that haven't really got that right.
Mm. And who do you think may be most at risk?
Not in the quoted space, actually. I mean, it's not too bad. I think you know, obviously we've had a lot of fallout over the last couple of years. There's still very much a big gap between winners and losers. And for every, you know, Boohoo that's getting it right, you've got a Topshop that's, you know, trying to get back on track and trying to win back the customer. And it is, you know, it's a very, very tough battle.
Yeah.
And we've still got retailers where, you know, you've got flat top line because you haven't got the consumer, you've got too many stores. Obviously, we know the inflationary pressures, we know the rental pressure, and under those sort of environments, it's very, very tough.
Yeah. And you mentioned several retailers there. You spoke quite a bit about B&M. Are there a couple, maybe ones you mentioned, or maybe others? Are there one or two that you would identify as the ones that you think, oh yeah, they're going to be very strong?
I mean, but yeah, online, you've got to mention Boohoo. Yeah. I mean, you know, doing phenomenally well this year. Particularly, you know, the Boohoo brand itself is very much back on track. I think it's coming to peak, you know, very, very strong. Yeah. We've seen a lot more active sort of, you know, as it accelerated into autumn. The speed at which Nasty Gal suddenly, you know, landed in the UK, and in Europe. Mm. Yeah, remarkable again, you know, how quickly that scaled up. They've got Karen Millen, it's going to be huge in terms of numbers at this stage. But it just feels like there's a lot of momentum, and again, they will hit Black Friday hard. So very well placed. I think ASOS will come, you know, hard into Black Friday again. They've got sort of point to prove. When we look at those structural growth retailers, you know, Hotel Chocolat, one of the few retailers delivering positive like-for-like. Dunelm has done phenomenally well this year again, you know, still delivering positive store only like-for-like. JD, you know, another one in there. We've got about sort of seven or eight of these structural growth retailers that you know, we expect to be absolutely on the winners list. For others, you know, retailers have struggled. Take a Halfords, has the change in weather, is that enough to sort of help out as they come into peak? It's certainly not a bad thing, but I think for those retailers that are, you know, still struggling, you know, trying to be relevant, it's going to be much, much harder.
M&S, any thoughts on how they might do?
Interesting, actually. Again, food, you know, you can actually see going to store now that the repricing has come through. You know, a number of people, you start to pick up, you know, sort of chat around the space, you know, pricing at M&S actually, you know, starting to filter through in terms of the perception of price. The actual price has definitely come down. Clothing, anecdotally starting to hear a bit more positive noise. Coats are quite good this year, menswear is quite good this year. It still feels, again, back to that point, you know, have you got the customer? In the way that Boohoo gets, you know, I mean, last week the engagement in Facebook was 25%.
Right.
It's nuts. You know, I mean, to have 25% of your 3 and a bit million users actually respond within Facebook to the content that you put out, you know, where is M&S on those sort of stats? You know, I mean, nowhere. So, not that I'm comparing the two directly, but if you get where I'm coming from, that sort of pressure to genuinely engage with the customer. And that's how they're going to turn around the clothing business. It's not just simply a case of improving ranges and hoping people come. So, yeah, I think there's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Not expecting, you know, particularly huge numbers, but again, the weather appears to be with the sector this year.
Yeah. Well, this could be fascinating to follow over the next few weeks. John, thanks very much for joining us. What do you think? Will the election timing be good for retail or bad for retail? Please do comment below and join us next week.